The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Dua Lipa and Don't Start Now. We like that one, don't we? Hotelier Frances Brennan is on the lookout for people to take part in a brand new RTE TV series for the new year. It's called the 5-Star Training Academy. Of course it would be 5-star. Frances joins me on the line now. Frances, good morning to you and
good morning,
happy Christmas.
Mate. We're all great here in the kingdom.
Oh, yes.
A busy few days.
I was going to say, you've obviously been busy, Frances. The park has been open, has it, down in Kenmare over Christmas?
Yeah. Well, we always closed for a little bit before Christmas, so we were closed for 10 days and then we opened on the 23rd and we had a full house on the 24th until this morning, and there's a lot leaving today as always.
Fantastic.
This time there.
And Frances, is the turkey and ham all finished now, or have you got some leftovers?
You'll be laughing now because I said, if anyone saw me last night, when I usually have my dinner about 6:30, 7, and they bring it up to the office, and I can have anything I want, if you know what I mean. And I just said, you know, even though I had turkey and ham the day before, I said, you know, I'll have turkey and ham again. And it was delicious last night.
You see, here's the thing, Frances. I don't know what it is, but isn't it the day after is even tastier?
Absolutely. Of course, if I was at home now, and you know, when I was at home, although that's, you know, I was just saying to somebody yesterday, that was 39 years in a row that I worked for Christmas.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, so, Frances.
So think it back. I have to think far back to what you call it, to find out what I really... But I used to love... Do you know Chef Brown Sauce? They're all gone mad.
Yes.
I'm thinking, but I used to love Chef Brown Sauce on brown bread and a bit of turkey with the stuffing the next day.
Well, listen now. It's my job in my house, okay, to do the turkey sandwiches in the evening on Christmas night.
Oh, yeah.
And we were so full after the dinner, but I insisted on making the turkey sandwiches. There's something very special about them.
Absolutely.
Put a little bit of stuffing on there now and a bit of mayo. I don't think I'd go for the brown sauce though, Frances.
Well, I can tell you now, I haven't had brown sauce now for years because I just haven't done that. But I only like the chef's sauce on that particular sandwich. I don't use it on anything else.
Isn't
in my
that
life.
Funny?
Do you know what I mean? Isn't it
funny?
That yeah.
funny? Yeah. Now listen, we have to talk about this new TV series because it sounds fantastic. 5-Star Training Academy. Tell us, what are you looking for?
Yeah. Okay. So what we're looking for is people that have an inkling for the industry. Maybe, you know, the way people, even like people in their 40s or whatever, might decide that, you know, I always wanted to work in the hotel business and I never did. And this is an opportunity that will allow people put in an application and they can then decide. We have to interview, of course, because it's very much, our business is very much personal, and we have to interview a group of people, whomever. Now, there are loads of applications, I believe, already, so keep them coming in, because the more we get, the better the show will be. And then we're going to take 8 to 10 participants, okay, and take them through a training course, okay, in 5-star hotels around Ireland, and put them through their paces, and then hopefully at the end of the time, if they all shape up and have the nuance to know exactly what it's all about, we would offer them jobs. Not now me, because I wouldn't have enough space for all of that, but within the industry we would try and get them jobs.
That's fantastic. And you say that they don't have to have experience in the hospitality industry, but what sort of experience would you think that people might want to have or should have?
Well, you see, it's very much hands-on business hours, like in all areas, like be it the kitchen or housekeeping or the dining room, whatever it might be. It's all like your hands-on. So people that would have shown, if I was interviewing, I'd be looking for people that would have shown an interest in maybe jobs when they were youngsters. Maybe they did babysitting, or maybe they've pumped oil or petrol at a garage, whatever. Like a work ethic that would carry on into the industry. And if they have a nice personality, there's absolutely no way why they wouldn't be able to learn as much as I've learned over the years. And really what I want to do is I want to give back, because the industry has been very good to me and I like just to bring people on. Now we do that here all the time. We always have youngsters working here with us that will come out of like nowhere. They wouldn't have any experience. Maybe they just left school and were kind of doing odd jobs here, there and everywhere. And then I'd look out for them. And of course, do you know where I always get young staff? They laugh at me here in the hotel. I'm a good mass scorer, but mass servers.
Well, the altar servers.
You can always see people on an altar that have a head on them, all right? So that if something goes wrong or something isn't it done, they're on top of it, all right? And I was just, I think, at Mass the other night now here in Kenmare, and they had like maybe 20 altar people. And it reminds me of a story many, many years ago, like maybe in the middle 80s. They ceremoniously march up the church, and then they're on the altar. And all. Actually, it was actually Easter, and the lights go out. You know when that light goes out, the thing? And then they line up right and left of the altar, the youngsters, and this fella fainted, all right? Straight out. Now, he went straight down, like in a straight, like a toy soldier, bang, I think. So, of course, everyone was looking, and then this young fella, okay, stepped out of the line, okay, walked along the back, grabbed your man by the heels and pulled him into the sacristy. And guess what? I gave him a job.
Did right? you?
Years later.
Because you remembered him.
And he now manages a doctor's practice in Killarney.
Isn't that fantastic?
Has a big job because they've like loads of patients. But you just see people at certain times. Is it about
being able to sort of not even communicate well, but is it just about, you know,
anticipation,
I yeah. suppose, and understanding
exactly.
what's going on around
yeah.
you.
Like, you know, a young fella going out the door here now that would, like, lift a pram for a lady. You know, someone come with a pram because there's steps all over. Being a Victorian hotel, there's steps everywhere. And a young fella that would just grab the pram, like, instantly and lift it up the steps for the lady, you know.
So it's good manners, but from a service point of view
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, exactly. But they're all the small things that matter, you know.
Now, you say that people will be put through their paces on this. Does that mean that they'd be put through their paces in all the departments?
Yeah,
so
no. Well, the plan is, now, we have, you know, we have, when we get the people together, we'll tidy up the plan much better. But the idea at the moment is to work in four areas, okay? Food and beverage, that would be like in the dining room, in the restaurants, and then in the bar. So we go through that. Then the concierge, that you'd be dealing with the guests in the front hall here, where you'd be looking at people and start saying, you go here, you go there, and that's the best place to go for dinner or whatever. And so we'd like me to make a reservation, okay? Then the next one is housekeeping. So that's upstairs mostly, and a very important area with lots of different corners and lots of different things happening. So we'd go there, and then in the kitchen, where you'd work with the chef and, you know, get a feel for the kitchen, because a hotel manager should know a little bit about everything and not a lot about anything.
So a sort of a jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah, exactly.
And would you describe yourself as that now, Francis?
Yeah, very much. Yeah, very much I would. Because I could throw my hand to anything now, thanks for the
so gospel. If somebody went sick or somebody didn't turn up for work today, no matter what department it was in the park in Kenmare,
yeah.
you'd be able to roll your sleeves up and get involved.
I would, and have done, okay, and over the years. The only area that I wouldn't be proficient in would be kitchen to the standard we do here. But I'd be able to peel the potatoes and make a salad. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, sure, that's as yeah. important as
yeah.
putting up a beef Wellington or something, isn't
yeah.
it, Francis?
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
I've done beef Wellington in my life, funny enough. I've done that a few times, but not here at the hotel, no.
And tell me this, Francis, what sort of age groups are you looking for, or is there any limit
no,
at all?
We're not age. There's no reason why the age should come into it in one sense, right? Particularly if you have a head on you and you want to change your life, maybe you work in an office and you think, oh, listen, it's just all too boring. I just much prefer to get into something more exciting. Absolutely. Send in your application, no problem at all.
But isn't it hard work in the
yeah,
hospitality
very,
industry?
No, very hard work.
And are they long hours, Francis? I mean, you know, is the industry pretty tough?
Yeah. Well, it's a wonderful. Actually, if I go downstairs now and ask all my heads of department, they all just love it. Do you know what I mean? So there's a bit of a vacation as well. Now, it's not that they all do 8 hours a day and all that sort of thing, but it is tough because your majority of the time you're on your feet. Majority of the time, like today now, breakfast, they'll all be down at 5 to 10. Like, we have 91 people staying. I guarantee 75 people will walk in the door between 9:45 and 10:00.
Of course.
We're desperate.
Because you're doing breakfast until what time?
Yeah, and we serve until 10:30.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd be down there at 10:25, in fairness, now, Francis. Sorry.
Well, somebody does a skit. Is it Pat Short? Somebody about the breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
You can't not have the breakfast. Oh, my God, the breakfast.
Oh, you have to get up for the breakfast.
We paid for it. We have to.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's pressure points. Do you know what I mean? It's up and down on pressure points all day long. And, you know, listen, if you get used to it, you get used to it. And I'm doing it all my life and I don't notice. Do you know what I mean? Like today now, we have 37 rooms checking out today.
37. So that's a quick turnaround then, is
yeah,
it? And have you got more people coming in then
yeah,
as well
yeah,
this
we have.
Afternoon?
I think we have 32 rooms tonight staying. Okay.
And will you have another big busy period now over the new year? Will
we
people
have,
be coming
yeah, we're
to
sold
you?
Out for the new year now at the moment.
What are you doing for New Year's Eve, Francis?
Oh, we always do a big party, yeah.
A big party. And will you be there?
We have a nice champagne reception at
lovely.
7, 8:00. And then we all go in for dinner. We have a gala dinner. And then we have dancing until all the late hours here in the lounge. We have a drawing room with, like, today now it's beautiful, all lovely chairs and all this. And then people can't understand. We just pull all that out, roll up the carpet, and it's a dance floor. It's a beautiful dance floor, and we have dancing there. So
wonderful. So you're working your staff very busy now for the period of Christmas.
Yeah.
But you're doing something very nice for them now in January. What are you doing
yeah.
for them in January?
Yeah. No. On the 5th of we've always had a staff holiday. Okay. And we've gone as far as Egypt and Las Vegas and everything in between. Okay. But it's 38 years now since we started the staff holiday, and this year we're going to Malta out of Cork, which is brilliant because it's so handy for us to get there from here, on the 5th of January to the 9th for 4 nights.
Isn't
and we're going to Malta, and it's great. And like,
we've and 40, how many staff are you taking with
42.
You? 42. God help whoever is on that plane that isn't a part of your staff then.
No.
On the 5th of January going from Cork to Malta.
Yeah, no, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. We have, it's interesting because the only thing that ever happened that was like worthy of talking about was one of the lads one time, he dropped his bottle of aftershave and it broke the sink, as in, you know, the way, just one of those things, all right? And that is about the most exciting thing that ever went wrong on the staff holiday, which is
like
nothing. Yeah,
right, Francis. That's what you're telling me now on the radio. Well,
yeah.
Who knows? What happens on the staff holiday stays on the staff holiday.
It's a bit like going to Vegas, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it must be.
Maybe so.
Well, you've been to Vegas, yeah.
Yeah, we did go to Vegas one year, actually. Yeah, the millennium year, we went to Vegas.
Fantastic.
For 6 nights.
My goodness.
And I remember, it was fun, we had a bit of fun, because when we arrived, I had booked 2 limos, okay? Mm-hmm. Like for maybe 8 people each. I can't remember exactly. 6 or 8 people each, okay? And when on the plane, I went around and I had put, maybe it was 45, but I put 45 pieces of paper into a hat and there was like 16 blue pieces, okay? So whoever got a blue piece was going to the... And they were to hold on to it till we got off the plane. They never know what's going on because I'm always doing things, you see, for fun. So when we got off the plane then, I said, who is the blue paper? So they all came to one side and we walked outside and I opened the door of the limo and I went to put, and Mary Healy, one of the girls, actually she's just downstairs a half an hour ago cleaning. I was talking to her, she works in accommodation, and she said she wouldn't get into the thing because she thought I was joking, you see, that it was somebody else's limo that I was putting her into. She wouldn't get into it. But eventually, anyway, they did get into it and we took them by limo, 16 of them, to the hotel and we went on a coach, the rest of us.
Sure, is it any wonder that if you went downstairs and asked them all did they like their job, of course they'd say yes, Francis. You're obviously the best boss ever.
No.
You must be.
I just understand how people are and I try and make their lives as happy as possible. The whole idea is to make people happy. That's what it's all about, including what I do every day in the hotel.
And come here, did you have a nice, I know it was busy, but did you enjoy Christmas 7?
Yeah.
Did you get nice presents, Francis? Because I think you probably are one of those people, it's very difficult to buy for.
What did I get now? Okay, the nicest present one of the nicest presents I got was a colleague gave me a pair of Bose frames, they call them, which is a pair of sunglasses with speakers in them, and the sound is you want to see me now at 2:15 on Christmas morning trying to put them together because I'm not good like that.
A pair of sunglasses with speakers in them.
Yeah. And it's the telephone will ring, so you could sit on the beach with the glasses on, hear your music. When the phone call comes, you don't have to move. You just it just clicks into the phone and you talk away as I'm talking to you now with the glasses on you. Nobody knows what you're doing. It's nobody's business on your own, and you're the only ones. They have whatever way they've done it. Nobody else can hear your music. Only you.
Isn't that fantastic?
Isn't that
brilliant? Are you speaking to me now, Francis, through those sunglasses?
No. It's not a sunny morning here, Maggie and Kenmare, I'm sorry.
Now listen, Francis, I know that you're very good on presents and stuff because we spoke before about wedding gift lists and all the rest of it. Look, just a quick public information, I suppose, announcement from you, Francis. What do we do if we get presents that we don't like over Christmas?
You can re-gift.
Regift.
I have no problem doing
that. Oh, pass them on to somebody else.
Next year or sooner. If somebody's birthday.
I won't be holding on to them until next year. Not that I did get anything I didn't like, I must say. I'm just saying, if one didn't.
But oftentimes one gets something that one has already, okay, and you don't need two of them, all right, whatever it might be. And there is nothing wrong with regifting as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, there we go. That's Francis Brennan says there's nothing wrong with regifting, lads. Francis, lovely to speak to you
right,
from
Maggie,
the park in Kenmare. And of course, the RTE TV series for the new year is called 5-Star Training Academy. And if people want to get involved, Francis, if they want to be put through their paces by you.
They can send an email to info at Waddell Media, one word, I'll spell it now, WADDELL Media, MEDIA.com.
Excellent. And we'll take a quick break and we'll give that out after the break as well. Francis, lovely to speak to you.
Bye,
Happy
Maggie,
New
Happy
Year
New
to
Year.
You. Francis Brennan from the park in Kenmare there. We'll take a quick break.